Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shams texted me after I announced my retirement, and you know what I told him is what I would say today, that I hope he has as fulfilling and as rewarding of a career as I've had.
If you didn't know, Adrian Wojnarowski has moved on from being the primary basketball newsbreaker at ESPN. He has taken over at his alma mater, St. Bonaventure, as the GM of their basketball program.
It's an amazing new realm that the former media star can now go to. It always used to be media relations position, and it probably still will be for a lot of people, but going to work for the NIL collective, essentially the GM of your alma mater, is quite a thing. So congrats to Woj for getting out. And I don't know if you've noticed, Lawrence, but Shams Charania's tweets now in his new role as the new Woj over there, they look exactly like Woj's tweets.
I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
I think that's it's formulaic, and it's something that I'm sure that the people over at Digital at ESPN were like, this has worked. Let's do this.
And yeah.
It makes you stop because you'll see a photo of a player. You're like, wait, what happened to that player? Boom, they got you.
Or you'll see a giant photo and a tweet from Shams. You're like, oh, I better look at this. And then it's a G League player signing a 10-day contract, and you've stopped me dead in my tracks, and I'm annoyed.
I know Shams a little bit. We've had the chance to work together a couple of times. I really like him. Like, he is, you talk about an American success story. That dude was breaking news while he was a student at Loyola. Would literally sometimes leave class to go tweet out NBA news. And it's just heart hustle and muscle. Like, he just like loved it. He got into it. He kept getting into it. He was Woj's protege at one point. And now he replaces Woj in what I think of all the jobs that are in what we do, the silly stuff that we sometimes do. I think that one is one of the hardest. The newsbreaker job. Now, look, right now, it's great for Shams. He doesn't have a Shams chasing him. Woj had a Shams chasing him.
Yes, certainly.
Shams doesn't have one of those.
And certainly over the last several years, sure.
So that's good. I'm sure he got paid a whole bunch of money because Woj was making millions of dollars a year. And I was thinking about it, not that Shams would ever ask me for advice, nor does he need it. He is doing way better than I am in this industry. But I was thinking about it from the standpoint of, if you're him, because I think Shams is barely 30. He might not even be 30. If you're him, do you just hump this for 10 years? And by the end of it, you're 40. You've made millions of dollars. You've made all these connections around the NBA. And then you go,
see ya.
I'm out.
Well, Adrian Wojnarowski just gave an interview to friends of his, Gary Parrish and Matt Norlander, over at the Eye on College Basketball podcast, and he talked about what life is actually like when you have that job and how scoops are still an opportunity for him. Listen to Woj talk about the sacrifices that you have to make either in Shams' future or in Woj's past.
I've broken news in like side of the road, cemeteries. You know how many times my kids like were parked in a cemetery while I'm breaking news, just kids looking, and you kind of look in the rearview mirror and they're just looking at you like, what are you doing, man? You know, so a lot of cars pulled over, every corner of the world. I don't know if there's any Disneyland where the worst, you go to Disneyland with your kids. And I remember reporting out the whole Gilbert Arenas situation in Washington over a few days at Disneyland. And I remember the phones, it was a BlackBerry. It didn't charge very long. And I just remember sitting there plugged in by the water fountain while the kids are on rides. Not the best, not dad of the year on that one.
Yeah, no, that's speaking to the reality of it. I'm curious if an agent, front office exec, GM has half joking, half serious, given you scoops in the past 2 to 3 weeks, just for the hell of it, just to be like, hey, I know you're not going to use this, but now I'm going to tell you. And if that happened, were you remotely tempted just once to be like, eh, why not? I'll just put it out there.
Yes, and not even remotely tempted. There was one I said, fellas, it's over. It's yeah. over.
You didn't
congratulations.
Tell me.
I think my response was, congratulations, but I don't give a shit.
Good for Woj, man. He got out. He got out. So people still offering him scoops. Why are you bothering to offer him scoops? Do you not have Shams' number? Or you want to try and go somewhere else? Obviously,
no, I mean, the relationships are usually really strong. And sure. I do think that when the news broke about this, there were a bunch of people that were like, he's just taking a little break. Yeah, let's give him some news here. Let's see what he does with it. And he seems like he's happy.
Yeah. And good for him. But like, whew, you know, it makes you feel a little better about not having that job. If you're me and your kid is 12 and you've had lots of moments where you're, you know, paying more attention to the ball game on the television than him, and he feels it. I mean, that's a real thing for parents in this industry. And I hope that Woj has a good and vibrant relationship with the kids. It's like, I've talked about how Ruben is not a huge sports fan in terms of watching games at all. And I think psychologically, he's always looked at it as the competition on some level. Like, oh, there's my dad over there watching that, and I'm not, I'm over here. I could be projecting that. I should have some conversations with him about it, but he's not eager to watch watch them, certainly on his own.
From my experience as a beat reporter, I think a lot of beat reporters have kind of this choose your adventure moment of what type of reporter that you're going to be. Are you going to be the person that is breaking the news, or is your job better in telling what is happening around you? I think everyone struggles with that. I always found NFL free agency to be the most stressful time of my life. I hated it because you're competing. Like I was on the beat with Moon Mullen and Brad Biggs and Jeff Dickerson, you know, like Brad Palmer was, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
People that are really established in that level of competition can really mess with you. But if you're at that level and you're getting the news nationally, it can be so lucrative. Look at what Schefter is doing now. Look at what Shams was doing. And now this platform that he's on, I wish him a lot of luck. He is a wonderful dude. And I hope that he makes all the monies and then writes his own ticket and walks away when he wants, if he wants. He might not want to. He might like that pressure.
Mm.
Wasn't for me.
Understood.
It's a lot. It's a lot. You want to get into like some hardcore bear stuff?
It's time, man. It's been way too much non-bear stuff. I can't turn the page, but what we can do is deal with the realities of the moment, which are that even though the trade deadline is far away, fairly far away, it is quite an active time in the NFL.
Let's talk about where the Bears fit in that next on The Score.